This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 6th. The Tabor City area man who was found dead in a pond near his home in February was shot once in the back of the head, according to the autopsy report. Irvin Hakeem Johnson was reported missing for several days before his body was found. A family member discovered the body a short distance from the family home. The death has been ruled a homicide by the state medical examiner's office. The State Bureau of Investigation is handling the case. Vice narcotics agents arrested two suspects in the latest drug and prostitution sting at Quality Inn in Wyville. Tanya Ann Russell, age 52, of Little River, was charged with soliciting prostitution in possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver methamphetamines. Matthew Sean Yalber, age 41, of Conway, was held under $75,000 secured bond on charges of trafficking in opiates and maintaining a vehicle for drug activities. Detectives arrested two females and a male in an operation at the motel earlier this month. Old Town Florist in Chaffin was completely destroyed in a fire Tuesday morning. County Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said the blaze in Chaffin started with a lithium-ion battery that overheated. Fire crews and apparatus from at least nine departments responded. Warrants have been issued for a Chaffin area man accused of abusing an 11-month-old baby. Wayne Kinzel is on the run from law enforcement. The child's mother, Hallie Cantor, age 31, has been charged with a single count of felony negligent child abuse resulting in serious injury. See this story on our website for more. County Commissioners on Monday scheduled public hearings for two new planned unit developments. On Dothan Road, 190 homes are planned for a project that's already under construction. Near Tabor City, 1,120 new homes are proposed for a section on Peacock Road. The hearings will be held at the regular commissioners' meeting on August 28th. Commissioners also recognized local Dixie youth baseball and softball teams that dominated state and national championships last week. Columbus County Health Department will be hosting a back-to-school celebration from 1 until 4 on Friday. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. The health department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Wyville. The Museum of Natural Sciences in Wyville will host a program on dragonflies with Chris Goforth Saturday. That's going to be from 2 until 4. Now, after that presentation, stay around for an activity about a whole different kind of flying insect, the moth. Both events are free. And don't forget the mud event is coming up August 16th. That's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in Wyville. Call 910-788-5100 for more. The Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for this year's Citizens Academy. The free 10-week program gives a behind-the-scenes view of all operations at the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. You can find out about investigations, detention, patrols, the Civil Division, crime scene investigation, every part of the CCSF. You must be 21 years old and pass a background check. Call 910-642-6551 or see this story on our website for more. August 29th is the application deadline. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.